Brad Paisley is one of the biggest stars in country music, admired especially for his guitar playing and for the way he mixes elements of country and rock music without pandering to either audience. His new album is called This Is Country Music, and rock critic Ken Tucker says it's less a manifesto than an enjoyable way to hear him expand his fan base.
You're not supposed to say the word cancer in a song. And telling folks that Jesus is the answer can rub them wrong. It ain't hip to sing about tractors, trucks, little towns, or mama. Yeah, that might be true, but this is country music, and we do. Do you like to?
Brad Paisley doesn't possess the most distinctive voice in country music, and his guitar solos have a lot of arena rock and roll flashiness. But he's become a huge star on the basis of just this combination of awshucks ordinariness and ostentatious skill. On the title song that began this review, Paisley recites country music cliches and then injects them with value by reminding us that many cliches are truths. Over a tight little melody that deliberately avoids pumping itself up with hot airiness, he boldly asserts the obvious, that some of these images, trucks and tractors, the American flag and senior citizens, aren't hip, and they sometimes get politicized. But they still exist in pure forms unto themselves, certainly not in the pop culture of the young, but in the small towns he also salutes. In a similar way, Paisley small scales the important stuff in a song such as Toothbrush, about the little moments in everyday life that resonate emotionally.
Love starts with a toothbrush, a big razor and a Dixie cup, a little splash of aftershave before you leave for that first date. I see stars in both your eyes. After that long kiss goodnight, forever starts with a suitcase.
This Is Country Music is Paisley's follow-up to his best album to date, American Saturday Night from 2009. That was an unusually direct and provocative collection that included Welcome to the Future, a song celebrating the election of Barack Obama, and was a bit polarizing for Paisley's audience. He recently told the New York Times, American Saturday Night was sort of my The Times They Are a Changin' album. It was, you know, telling the choir to think outside the box. Then he added, but it didn't feel right to do that again. And referring to the new album, we're not asking people to go places where it's not comfortable, because at some point the choir's going to go to another church. In other words, This Is Country Music is very consciously a more conservative effort, an album meant to reassure rather than challenge. There's a generous 15 songs on This Is Country Music, and rather than offering filler, the album is programmed in a shrewd way. It's front-loaded with the most commercial, pop-catchy tunes, such as the title song, Paisley's salute to the 80s country group Alabama, and a duet with former American Idol Carrie Underwood. As the album proceeds, however, it becomes more hardcore country. There's some gospel bluegrass with guest star Marty Stewart, an eccentric salute to Clint Eastwood called Eastwood, and what's probably the best song on the album, Don't Drink the Water, a duet with Blake Shelton, consisting of fiddle and steel guitar-infused honky-tonk.
Empty house, empty rooms, empty bottle of Patron. I need to go out, but not around here. There ain't nowhere we haven't gone. There's this travel. Got me a deal on a flight and a room and a little bit of free advice.
This Is Country Music contains a few of Paisley's characteristic novelty songs like Working on a Tan and Be the Lake, which I only wish was as zen-like as its title sounds. And by allowing guest appearances from Don Henley and Sheryl Crow, Paisley provides a safe haven for middle-aged rockers searching for where their middle-aged audiences went. Turns out, like almost everyone else who's actually buying music instead of plucking it off the internet for free, those folks are listening to some form of country music, and Brad Paisley has made himself the red-hot center of this commercial universe.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Brad Paisley's new album, This Is Country Music. You can join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air. And you can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org.